support comes from Louisiana Folk Roots, presenting Baffa Week, April 5th through 10th at Vermilionville in Lafayette. Featured artists and dance bands include Baffa Toujours, D.L. Menard, Gino Delafosse, and the band Coubillon. Complete class and performance schedules are available at lafolkroots.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is out with a new plan to reduce the amount of methane going up into the atmosphere. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on the latest in a series of measures by the federal government to cut pollutants that warm the climate.
Carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels gets the lion's share of attention as a climate-warming gas because there's more of it than methane. But methane is many times more potent in trapping heat rising from the Earth's surface. The latest plan targets methane coming from landfills, coal mines, and the oil and gas industry. It also outlines a partnership with the dairy industry to reduce methane from livestock waste. The latest measures are part of a larger government effort to stem global warming begun last year. Methane emissions have actually decreased over the past 20 years in the U.S., but scientists predict they'll start rising in the future due to more industrial and agricultural growth. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
A standoff between Afghan forces and Taliban fighters in Kabul is over, hours after militants took foreign hostages at a guest house that was home to a U.S.-funded aid group, Roots for Peace. Several militants are dead. An Afghan child has also died. Kabul is already on edge about security threats ahead of an April 5th presidential vote. German Brigadier General Heinz Feldmann, the chief coalition military spokesman in Afghanistan, says it's not at all surprising that militants have stepped up their attacks.
It is also clear from our perspective that we will see continuous violence towards the elections.
The Taliban has threatened to derail the presidential election. It's been nearly 3 weeks now since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared from radar. Now the search in the Indian Ocean has shifted hundreds of miles to the northeast, closer to Australia. Stuart Cohen in Sydney reports updated analysis has changed the projected path of the Boeing 777 and its 239 occupants.
Authorities have moved the search for the missing Malaysian jet from the location it's been focused on for the past week to an area 700 miles northeast. Martin Dolan of Australia's Transport Safety Bureau says the move closer to the west coast of Australia is based on new analysis of radar data.
This continuing analysis indicates the plane was travelling faster than was previously estimated, resulting in increased fuel usage and reducing the possible distance it traveled south into the Indian Ocean.
Weather conditions are better in the new search zone, and its proximity to Australia means search planes will be able to spend longer in the area. But authorities say the search zone could change again as they continue to reassess flight data. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The hundreds of Michigan gay couples who married over the weekend before a federal appeals court halted the process will still be eligible for federal benefits. Attorney General Eric Holder made the announcement today. Dow is up 107 points. This is NPR. The Michigan seat held by Republican Congressman Mike Rogers since 2001 will be up for grabs after his term ends this year. He has told Detroit radio station WJRAM that instead of seeking re-election, he plans to host his own radio show. The seven-term Republican chairs the House Intelligence Committee and has gained even more prominence in recent months with the controversy over the NSA surveillance program. Canada's struggling smartphone maker BlackBerry is reporting a loss for the latest quarter up until the end of February of this year. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, the company's new CEO says the news is not at all grim.
The latest figures show a loss of more than $420 million for the fourth quarter, not as much as analysts had expected. What was also not expected was a drop in sales to below $1 billion from $2.7 billion a year ago. CEO John Chen says, however, that BlackBerry is ahead of schedule on its cost-cutting plans, and the company is on sounder financial footing today, and is on target to break even by the end of the next financial year. The Ontario-based smartphone maker has been restructuring in a bid to stay alive in a tough market now dominated by Apple and Android. Those plans include cutting 40% of its workforce and selling off a majority of its real estate holdings. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
American consumers spent a little more last month. The Commerce Department saw 0.3% gain from January to February, in part because of an increase in spending on utility bills. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity. Dow is up 103 points. NASDAQ has gained 29 since the open, and the S&P 500 is up 13. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Delta Airlines, with personal on-demand entertainment at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned in to the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. And to start off this hour, we're going to go back to October of 1990 in Holly Springs, Mississippi, in the home of R.L. Burnside.
All right. See my long hair. Well, I want to see my long hair. Well, I'm going to tell about my trouble. Got a black cat.
I don't want to get a shot. But may as well risk it. These opportunities are for you. Some say two and nothing. Add up to nothing if true. What's that a lose? Ain't gonna worry. Worry what they say. Or do as they wanna. Say it anyway. What they don't realize, we got nothing left.
the Terry Quiet Band from their brand new release, Taking Sides. It's their 10th album, and that was a number called Two Hearts. Before hearing Terry Quiet and his group, we heard the late R.L. Burnside from 1990 doing a number called Long-Haired Donnie. R.L. exemplified the North Mississippi Hill Country blues. Some of the musicologists that have written about his style say that it's definitely related to the old fife and drum bands. In fact, Burnside played fife before he started playing guitar. And the music is characterized often by monochordal rambling and sort of droning, in a sense. They'll set up a pattern and repeat it with slight and subtle variations, but it's often very hypnotic and really draws in the listener. It's a very interesting style of blues, definitely different than sort of classic Delta blues. And one of R.L.'s, 30-something grandchildren, a few of them are playing blues now. One has a brand-new disc out, and that would be Kent Burnside. The disc is My World is So Cold. And he follows in the footsteps of R.L. as far as keeping that tradition of North Mississippi Hill Country blues alive. Here he is, Kent Burnside, from his brand-new disc, doing a number called, tune called I Heard.
Calling me, baby. Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.